Congress wants answers about why it wasn't told sooner about the investigation that led to the abrupt resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. Questions are also being raised now about when the Obama administration knew about the probe and how it affects hearings on the Americans killed in Benghazi on September 11th. Joining us live is John King, CNN chief national correspondent. John, it's not like we're on the precipice of a fiscal cliff right now. We got nothing else going on. This has got to be a distraction for people who were engaged in a process they thought would perhaps lead us to a resolution of this financial mess we're nearly in.
It is a distraction for the town. It's a sad chapter for the town. Donald Petraeus has been a hero over the past 10 years of our lives, and now he's involved in this terrible drama. And you mentioned an important point. In addition to the fiscal cliff, getting the answers to what happened in Benghazi, both to build a credible, honest timeline, and then to learn from the mistakes, if there were mistakes, is critically important as well. So this is a huge, and, you know, this town turns into a different beast, I guess, when you have sort of a scandal like this and questions like this. So will it undermine the negotiations on the fiscal cliff? Let's hope not. That's why you have a number of committees on Capitol Hill. They should be able to do two things at once. But in terms of the attention and the energy in town, you've seen what's happened just the past few days.
Yeah, one of the things that's come out as this whole sordid story with the Petraeus affair has unfolded is that Paula Broadwell gave a speech a short time ago in Denver talking about the attacks in Libya, and she implied that a couple of Libyan militia members had been taken prisoner in the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, something that the CIA denied, but you wonder why she thought that.
Right. And so did she get some information or some hint from General Petraeus? Could she have had information? She was doing other, you know, reporting or working on books and the like. But that's where you get into separating the legitimate policy questions here from what is a horrible human drama. That is a fair and legitimate question. Did she get access because of her relationship to any sensitive and especially classified information that she should not have that she was putting out in the public sphere? Now, the CIA says that's not true, but that's going to have to be, and some of that might be done in private at the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee. Some of that might not be, if it is classified information, might not be in the public domain, at least not initially. But there are very, very legitimate policy questions about, you know, was inappropriate, was information shared in an inappropriate way? And then there's the human side of this.
Yeah, the human side is an interesting dilemma here, because a lot of reporters who knew Petraeus say that he often would provide them with information. He would email them with things when he had questions about stories that they were involved in, and that in their relationship with him, they knew him to be an honorable guy. So for them, there's this still disbelief, no less the disbelief his wife must feel.
I had a few dealings with him when I had the Sunday show. I had him on, and I think he was on my weekly show, and I had that once and then, and my dealings with him were always professional. Look, again, he's one of our, there's such a lack of trust in institutions right now, lack of trust in government, lack of trust in our business for that matter, that here was a guy who I think that, you know, whether you're for or against the wars or in Iraq and Afghanistan, here was a guy that everybody just thought he was America's general, and he was America's success story when it came to getting things done in very difficult environments where others had failed. And so now you have that, and in terms of his look, he was very image conscious. There's no doubt about that, and I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way. But he was much more hands-on than other people of his title, who usually delegated those things to, you know, deputies and aides and stuff. He was personally much more hands-on in the management of his image than other generals in my memory. I'll tell you that.
It's just hard to believe. Crazy story, John. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
CNN's chief national correspondent, John King.